Mind Color, which is not going to be about science fiction.
Or color.
Or color, or people of color this week, because we're doing a special episode in Providence, Rhode Island.
For no reason at all.
For no reason at all.
Except that Maggie may or may not live.
What do you mean may or may
here?
Not?
I mean, I don't know if you want people to know where you live.
I could cut this out. yeah. Maggie moved to a new city, and we're going to a... art installation. That sounds even worse, honestly. Let's just put it there. Okay, Maggie moved to Rhode Island. And
we're just chilling.
We're just chilling. Melissa's come here to visit me, and we're in...
Obviously, of course.
And we're at
Of course,
Water
they don't actually know
right
that, do
now.
They?
They had, I mean...
We're actually in person. We're real life recording.
Yeah, we're real
together.
Life recording together, which is something we haven't done since episode one. Sorry for the wind noise. Our friends are like awkwardly staring at us, and like I don't know what they're doing. But yeah,
if you want your regular science fiction and color podcast, check out our previous episode or our next episode.
Yeah, you can skip this one if you're bored.
But I like to think we're very funny, personally.
We'll see how good we are off the cuff with like, I hate you, John. Get out of here. Anyway, so yeah, we're at Waterfire, which is like a thing that Providence does during the summer, I guess during the spring and the fall sometimes.
They set fire to things.
They set fire to the river, because...
Why not?
Why not? So we're probably going to be just, I don't know, every once in a while we'll
be checking in
check
and
in
seeing.
And record random stuff. Because I don't want to edit for 3 hours.
That's
basically.
Completely fair.
Yeah. So maybe we'll ask our friends. I don't know.
You get to meet a little bit of about our. You get to see a little bit of our lives.
Yeah.
Our real lives.
Okay. So we'll check in with you later. Peace.
Peace.
Just don't sit back.
Where do you think Karen and John are? Because I don't see them right now.
They're right down there.
Oh, I just heard a noise.
Internet.
Hi, I'm Karen.
I'm John. In case you couldn't tell.
How has your water fire been so far?
It's been
a distinct lack of fire, I've noticed.
Well, it's just getting started, so hopefully the fire will be...
Yes, hopefully the fire rises.
I like what's going on. There's so many people.
Yeah.
And we went to buy some nice artwork.
Right, your little map of Queens.
Yeah, a lot of bunnies.
A lot of bunnies. Alright. So, Melissa, how has your water fire been so far?
It's been very educational. I learned a lot about Providence's history, and that is the part that really fascinates me. I also enjoy eating, and I've definitely done a lot of that. I'm very thrilled with my eating experience as well. And the company... Well, it hasn't been so bad either.
Yeah, I'm thinking about getting that chocolate raspberry cream puff later, the jumbo one.
Do not tempt me, woman.
We can share. I think it's big enough to share.
I'm good, no? I'm good.
Okay.
I've already had my sweets.
Okay. Well, I have not, so I am not. Angie, how was your... This is Angie. Oh, this is Angie.
Hello.
How was your water fire experience been?
It's been quite anticlimactic. I don't see any fire.
I do see
I don't know why I ever keep saying that, because it hasn't started yet, but it's going to start soon.
I do see water, so it's half right.
Yeah, it's half right. We'll get there eventually. All right, I'm going to just turn this recorder off now.
I ate cinnamon nuts, and they were so delicious.
They were. I will concur.
I split them with Melissa. We enjoyed them.
That's not a euphemism for anything. We're gonna keep walking along the river. So right now, me and my friends, this is Maggie here. We're walking along the river, trying to catch the boat that's lighting all the fires.
So do we have to go on that side to follow it?
We will go down.
No, because remember, we crossed the road, remember? So we're okay. Because remember, we crossed the road to get to that other side.
Oh, I see.
Because we're chickens, obviously.
Oh, huh.
The two woods.
Two roads diverged in a wood.
Well, this is more like two rivers diverged in a city, but sure. Melissa, you have not been in this podcast that much. I've been talking a lot of the time.
That's because if I don't know what to say, I don't say anything. It's just my personality. I'm quiet when I don't know what to say. Otherwise, I'll find myself saying things which are very foolish, and nobody wants to do that.
I guess that's true. Yeah.
That's because when I stop in the podcast, Maggie just fills the blank space.
With even more nonsense.
Until I can think of something witty and intelligent to say again. You're like the background noise, and I am the star.
Yeah. That's true, though. You have... I mean, you're not wrong. Where's the lie?
No, that was a joke. You're very important. And it would obviously never work without you.
That much is true.
Besides everything else, I mean, there'd be long, long silences where I'd just be like, interesting point, self. I think that's all I need to be said because I just have concluded the entire thing.
All right.
I love the sound of fire.
I don't know if you can hear the crackle on the microphone. I turned it down because there's a lot of wind noise. Let me see. Okay. Tell her I said hello back. Does she know that her hi has been uttered on a podcast?
What?
Never mind.
She's like famous now.
Podcast famous, which is very, very famous indeed.
Oh, yeah. I mean, we're basically celebrities. When I go out now, I get recognized all the time. They go,
Melissa!
Are you Melissa from Sci-Fi and Color? And I say, no, I'm not.
I feel like I'm, like, it smells like A.C. Moore.
I think it smells like fire, but okay.
I guess A.C. Moore smells like fire.
It's all the wood for the craft.
Yeah, basically.
I guess.
That's cedar wood, you pepper.
Okay.
Did I tell you that there were some fire trucks across from my house today?
No.
I think there's a fire twirler person.
A fire truck.
Oh, snap. Ooh. Someone take some pictures of that, because I can't right now. I have a microphone in my hand.
I'll use my phone to take really poor pictures if you'd like.
Ugh, forget you. I'm going to get my phone out. I am probably doing a poor job of describing this, but basically we're looking at something like 80, so... I don't know how to pronounce it, braziers with cedar wood burning. Angie, are you laughing at me?
Oh, you know what it smells like now? It's s'mores.
So we've gone from A.C. Moore to s'mores, and...
It's like my childhood. I used to go over to one of my friend's houses, and they would have like a fire out back. They had a fire pit. They didn't just set fire to their backyard. And they would, we would roast up... marshmallows, and we'd have s'mores. And actually, I'm no longer friends with this girl, but I do remember the days of s'mores. Those were some pretty good days.
S'mores are delicious. I remember I was a camp counselor last year, and we had like a s'more bonfire. I think we also had that at my mentee camp meeting too. But yeah, I feel like the city really likes setting things on fire, and I say that because the first time I visited here, I left the house that I visited, and there was a fire, some kind of arson or electrical accident or whatever, across like a couple streets over, and it was horrible. And then just today, the house across the street from me, the fire alarm went off, and like five fire trucks came and blocked the road to my house. Thankfully, I don't think there was a fire the second time, but I don't know. Something about the city and fire, I just don't know.
I don't know if that's statistically significant, but yeah. You can keep your tally going and you can let me know later.
I mean, hopefully, hopefully nothing happens to me, so.
Cross our fingers.
Cross our fingers, and this podcast will be no more. Well, if you don't hear back from me, you know what happened. Right now, we're underneath a bridge. Up a gondola is passing by. There's a chandelier lit with like actual flames.
We can
yeah, we'll put our pictures up. I don't know where we're going to host the pictures, but...
Link to other people's pictures.
Yes.
You know, high quality-ish.
Yeah. We're just sad people with smartphones.
Or people who didn't want to carry their more sophisticated phone or more sophisticated cameras.
Yeah.
There's something very visceral about fire.
Yeah.
Not just the heat, you know, just everything about it. It invokes something special inside of, I think, everybody. It's like an evolutionary thing.
Yeah, I just asked Melissa, like, maybe 5 minutes ago, like, why are humans so obsessed with fire or something like that? I'm trying to remember what she said. I mean, I don't know if she can remember.
You remember?
I know you told me to remember so I could say it, but now I don't.
You said something about... I don't even know, man.
We're just moths drawn to the flame.
That's Angie. I guess that's one way to look at it. I feel like what Melissa had to say was the opposite. It was something like, I don't know. Oh, wasn't it like life and death or something?
I mean, we're always drawn to what's most dangerous for us. Something along those lines.
Yeah, but now I think she said something like, but you know, we can see fire from a close distance and kind of...
I definitely didn't say that. Did I?
I don't know. You said something like it. This is why I should have kept this on the entire time.
Fire is very beautiful from a distance, but up close it's extremely deadly. And that is
I think we all know that.
I'm just being artsy. I just need to put that over some like really dramatic music and put some really random images on top of it, and then I'll have an art film.
You're not wrong. Okay, I'll keep moving. Oh, the fish are out. So this water fire is a special one because it has kayakers or canoers or whatever with glowing fish that are going down the river as the fires burn. And they're multicolored fish. There's blue, purple, red, green, just kind of floating amongst the fire. I really like the music selection for this show. It's very moody, but like I like it. Very dramatic. Oh, you can see like the state capitol building from here too.
Yeah.
I can see my house from here. Yeah, I can see why they wanted experienced kayakers and canoers, because the boats plus flames equals great personal risk, as it were.
I'd say. It could be a really cool thing to do, though, if you were experienced.
Yeah.
I have no well.
Yeah, I wonder how many. I wonder how many kayakers / canoers there are. I mean, I could ask my roommate. Maybe he knows, but I don't know. He's gonna be passed out till like I don't even know what time.
Yeah, I'll see if I meet him.
The meeting of the two roommates.
It's like the boyfriend and the ex-boyfriend.
Except you're not my ex-boyfriend.
I'm pretty sure I am. If you had to have an ex-boyfriend, it's probably me. I'm possessive and mean, and I have a large appetite.
Wait, you think you're possessive over me?
I don't know.
I guess we're about to find out.
You better take care of Maggie, or I'm gonna literally disembowel you with a scalpel.
Okay, please don't do that.
That's okay. I don't know how to disembowel anyone, and I don't have a scalpel, and I actually really hate blood.
I guess you say.
I've never punched anyone before.
Never too late to start.
I definitely want to. Before I die, I want to punch somebody. Besides, like my sister, that doesn't count.
Hashtag life goals.
Yeah, I guess.
I love how you nodded and didn't realize that the podcast couldn't hear your nod.
Like, yeah, let me just confirm it. That is my life goal. If I had to pick one, that's it. Number one is punch someone. Number two, literally everything else.
So I went to sit down, but then I was like, if I can stand online for a food truck for like an hour and a half, I can stand next to you guys for a water fire. Because this is too pretty, and I'm just like, I don't want to be like away from you guys.
Oh, you love us too much. One time I stood in line for a funnel cake I did not even eat with it was that spring fling at college with one of my roommates, and I was in line with her for an hour and a half. I mean, when we got into line, we didn't know it was gonna be an hour and a half. If we had known it was gonna be an hour and a half, we wouldn't have gotten into line. But, you know, the longer you stay, the more, you know, you can't leave at some point. You've invested so much time.
Yeah.
And then we get to the front of the line, and I realize I don't even want a funnel cake. And so she gets one, and I have a bite, and I'm like, you know, I could have done a lot of other things this time, but I'm so glad
solved
I spent
world
it
hunger.
With you.
Aw.
That's because I wasn't standing with you, Maggie.
I know. I would never stand in line for a funnel cake. Especially an hour and a half. I wouldn't stand in line for like 20 minutes for a funnel cake. So
I love funnel cake, though.
I mean, but that was like me and the fried Oreos. I love the fried Oreos, but everyone else.
Oh my
like
gosh!
Too.
Did I tell you?
What?
My sister and her boyfriend made fried Oreos.
Oh really?
Yeah, we just got like a mini fry daddy.
Okay.
Do you know what that is? It's just like a mini personal fryer, and we've been kind of experimenting with it, and they made fried Oreos, which, like, I don't know if you've had it in, like, a carnival before, and, like, they're kind of mediocre.
Yeah.
You know, they just have, like, the cookie inside, and they have, like, just the crunchy outer layer, but these, you could, when you bit in, you could distinguish even the cream filling.
Dang.
Oh, my God. And so, basically, you take the Oreo and you use, I don't know exactly how they made it, but they found a recipe online, and they used pancake mix.
Oh, wow.
As like the outside, deep fried it. Oh my God, they were outstanding. And I'm like trying not to eat too much sugar, so I had one, and it was so hard to control myself. They were so good.
That sounds.
I
really,
highly
really
recommend
good,
it.
I mean, like,
if you have a deep fryer.
I mean, my only thing I can think of for spring fling was waiting for line. I think we were all waiting online, all six or seven or whatever, however many of us there were at the time.
Yeah.
And like, do you remember that time that one girl, she cut in front of us and was like, I will pay you $20 to cut in line or something crazy like that.
I have no recollection of this.
And I know that you were there. You were there.
I believe you. I just don't remember things. What did we do?
We let her cut and we took the money, I think.
I don't know if I ever got any piece of this.
Well... Put it on your chest. Melissa owes many people much money, so.
I don't even know why. It just happens all the time. Because I'm never the first person to pay for something. I never offer. Like, at first, I just don't think of it. And then it's not like those people who offer first pay more. They just pay first.
Yeah.
And they get them, you know, the money back after, mostly. And I just don't do that. And then I'm always paying other people. Always. But, you know.
She will be forever
whatever.
In your debt.
Well, I actually also prefer paying cash. And usually you want to pay in card if you're going to buy a lot of stuff at one time.
So we discovered why.
Yeah, now I get it. As long as I pay back eventually, I don't feel too bad.
Yeah.
But, you know. There's a lesson to be learned here. If I owe you money, just tell me, because otherwise I will forget.
We'll never get it back.
But don't, like, email us and tell us I owe you money, because I probably don't.
If anything, you owe us money.
That's true.
I need this right now. Wait, come tell everyone about salmon.
So, well, I was thinking about salmon when I saw...
This is Karen.
This is me. This when I saw all the fish... like swim from the center and away from and onto the river, and I was thinking about how salmon, when they're babies, like they grow up, I mean they hatch and then they swim downstream once they grow up, like old enough, I guess, I'm not really sure, but that the cool point is that when they grow older, they will swim upstream to the same place where they were born,
right.
to spawn,
right.
And then they die once they spawn. And I don't know, just thinking about that, how about it's pretty cool, the cycle of life.
Yeah. Actually, I'm going to tie that into something we did earlier. We went to like this historical house, this like governor's house. He like signed the Constitution or something. No, he signed the Declaration of Independence. Excuse me. I can't remember his name, but we'll link to him in the show notes. And he had a room in his house where it was like the bed where people gave birth and the bed where people died. So I mean, I don't think he was a salmon, but there are some parallels there, I guess. You are born where you die, like the salmon, or not everyone, just this one guy.
Well, like, the salmon, they go all the way. It's like they go really, really, really far away, and then they always come back to the place where they were born to give birth.
Well, this guy went to the Continental Congress, so, like, that's kind of far, right? Where was the Continental Congress? Do you know?
Don't put me on the spot, Mike.
You're supposed to be the history nerd.
In Philadelphia.
Okay.
Good guess.
We'll
figure it out. The 13 colonies, it was probably either in Philadelphia or New York City, the greatest city in the world.
She had to do it.
True native Connecticut.
We just outed her. Okay, now everyone knows what states we live in.
In New York, you can be a new man.
Hamilton cast.
So, Karen, tell me about the first time you met me and Melissa. What was your... I mean, not
okay. You should have asked me that question. Let me have to think about it. Well, let me think.
Okay,
let me think about it now.
Let me think about it. Okay,
you can think about it.
Go back in time.
I met Melissa at orientation. She was a quiet girl with the other group of other girls that we were hanging out with. And we exchanged phone numbers and Facebooks, I think.
And we never spoke.
We never spoke. But I saw Melissa on the quad or whatever during orientation, standing with Maggie and another Melissa.
It was the first weekend,
but I just remember that there was like a foam pit, and y'all two didn't want to go in. I went in with other Melissa, but then this Melissa came back with me to my room to change my pants, and that's our friendship. And then I went back to your room, and I never left. And y'all had a Doctor Who poster on, and I was like, this is my place.
I have found my people. But yeah, I don't know if you said it before, but Angie went to college with us briefly in the beginning of our, like...
In the beginning.
Okay.
And yeah, she's still here.
And she's still with us.
I have never left.
Oh, okay. Karen, did you want to say anything about... Okay.
So I think the first impression of you was on Facebook. I met you on Facebook first.
Okay.
The summer before...
Maggie?
Yeah, you. Like, the summer before school started. And then I was like, oh, she's so talkative. First impression.
And it never changed.
You're so active on Facebook. I can't keep up.
Yeah, I was like very briefly Facebook famous, apparently, but then... Very briefly, it was
of 2000 and whatever Facebook page.
It was not as active as that other guy, but you know.
My first impression of you, Maggie, was that you were a very good artist.
Aww.
On Facebook, and I thought you were like really artsy because your profile picture was something you drew, and I was like, people only do that if they're really artsy.
I mean, I think I remember senior year of high school. I think I was doing a thing where I tried to draw a picture every day or something like that, but eventually I just gave up because whatever. I mean, drawing is fun, but art takes time, and you know,
true words have never been spoken. Art takes time.
And then John, I think you did you meet no, John was like microfinance, right? That's the whole microfinance thing, was that not? Yeah, putting you on the spot.
So what was the question again?
It was like, wasn't it like you first met like this group of people at like microfinance or whatever?
I guess. Your group of people. Maybe, but yeah, like I'd say like my first experience getting to know you guys would be like after graduating and just coming.
Yeah, I guess. But what I mean, weren't you in microfinance? Wasn't that?
Yeah. But I don't remember you like being there. No offense.
I was never at microfinance, so you remembered correctly.
I was never.
I do remember the cookies.
I remember one time, I think it was freshman year, there was some event that you and our other friend who was in microfinance was trying to
specify who you is, because
you, Karen, was trying to get me and other Melissa to go to an event, which was in the student wing. And we were eating dinner beforehand, and we were going to go to this event. And I think you had a speaker. And, like, we definitely wanted to go and support you. But we spent too much time talking and eating, and we got there late. And we, like, the speaker had already begun, and we didn't want to walk in while the speaker was speaking, so we just left.
Yeah, I remember the story. I remember you telling me this way back freshman year.
I don't know. I mean, I don't know how late we were, but I don't know. It was just like we wanted to go, but we didn't want to walk in and be awkward, so we just left. But we didn't tell you.
So
I made the effort. I swear, I just lost track of time.
With me or just
everyone? No, people.
Yeah. Certain types of people. Some people don't do that.
Maybe they just forgot. Yeah. I don't know.
Right now we are waiting for our brunch.
Hey!
But I know it seems that we may have had a lot of mimosas, but we have not had any, okay? We're laughing a lot. It's because we're just such good friends.
Oh, do you want? I just thought your hair was really pretty. That was like the first impression. It was.
Oh, you're the only white person in our group, basically.
Yeah, it was like a suite full of Asians, and then Melissa was just there.
Honorary.
Absorbing all the culture.
You were from Connecticut and not New York.
She was the outsider. I was actually really worried about her, like, I don't know, not, like, what was the word?
Fitting in?
Because you remember, like, we were all talking with each other, and
yeah.
You were in, like, Florida or something,
right.
And I was, like, white girl in Florida from Connecticut, and then it's, like, the rest of us are just a bunch of, like, Asians from New York, and it was just, like...
Okay, so here's what happened. The roommate assignments went out while I was in Florida vacationing with my family, and so I didn't have any... ability to access the internet because my data plan was very, very limited at that point.
Yeah. Ye olden days.
Yeah. Actually, I had to pay extra that month because I had looked up roommate assignments on my BlackBerry, my ancient BlackBerry.
We're really dating ourselves here.
So I couldn't really speak with anyone. And so then when I got back, I'd like to think I was slightly more friendly, but... It was funny because, like, I came back and there was, like, 300 messages. I was like, okay.
You know what? Nothing has changed. It really has.
That's true.
I think my first impression of Melissa, and I said this before to her, I just was like, we had added each other on Facebook before we had become roommates, I guess, because whatever our Facebook group, something must have happened where we added each other.
Well, there must have been somebody who said, oh, is anyone a fan of this? Like,
yeah.
Whatever, you know. It was some science fiction something, and we
probably.
Both said yes, and so we probably both friended each other. One of us friended the other. You probably friended me, but...
Probably. I didn't friend that many people, but yeah.
Wasn't you who put up the person, like, is it a personality test or something? Like, you put up, you write your hobbies and your whatever.
No, okay, so, hey, listen, man, I didn't come up with that survey.
No, I understand.
Someone else posted it to the Facebook group for that class year of whatever. And I just copied it and sent it to everyone. That wasn't me. It was actually on the Facebook group before the roommate assignments were out. But yeah, my first, I guess my first impression of Melissa when I finally got to talk to her over the phone was that she had a much higher pitched voice than I expected, and like a softer.
I talked that way over the phone, and I was nervous.
I know, it was like weird. I was like, she sounds very, her voice is very soft and high pitched, and I was like, this is weird.
I was in Florida, and Maggie called me. I was like, why is she calling me?
And she still asked herself this to this very day. She still asked herself that question.
I just want to say, Maggie is that person that when you text them, that she calls you back.
Listen, man, I prefer to talk. It's faster. My mouth can move faster than my fingers can text, so...
But we love her anyway.
These children have slowly broken me down, so I don't even call them anymore.
I just want to say, if you ever wondered about Maggie and Melissa's nerd cred, just walking into their room and finding a Star Wars poster on Melissa's side, a Star Trek poster on Maggie's side. Oh, okay, well, whatever. You definitely were the nerds, which is great.
Yeah, for a random roommate assignment, it actually worked out pretty well, I think. Compared to the other girls in the room, I think I got the most compatible one. I don't know.
Don't you think that's amazing, though, that you two got paired together?
Yeah.
Rather than, like, you and Sarah? Or, like...
Me and Michelle.
Yeah. It just was, like, it would have been different. Like...
Yeah.
How did they know this stuff? I think it was a plan.
Yeah, that's what I was gonna say.
How do they know? I don't think the university.
Facebook pages.
I don't think the university cares that much, honestly.
I definitely don't think so.
I thought they had done it by last name, but they didn't even do it by last name because
no,
Sarah and Michelle were put together, and it's, you know what I mean.
No, it's just completely random. Well,
yeah.
But not you. You were.
Oh yeah, I wasn't because.
You were.
No, yeah, I was a request.
Yeah, Karen had decided to pick someone who she went to, like, you. Yeah.
Yeah.
I technically already said her. Listen, man, I already technically said her first name, so it's fine.
It's whatever. What are you doing?
She's like
having shame.
Shamecast.
Shame knows
I know. I was like, what are you doing? You trying to like?
You look like a bird.
Like an ostrich trying to hide its head in the sand or something.
Saying
I was definitely thinking about this. Didn't we talk about it? Yeah, like it's really weird how you're such a jerk.
No, yeah, no. It's true. I don't think I would have gone into a suite if my roommate didn't ask me to room with her in the suite.
Yeah, we would have never met Karen, and Karen is the most sci-fi of us all.
That's true.
Karen is an alien. That is our working theory from Jupiter. That's like a whole thing that I will never let go. Anyway,
it's a whole thing that we still bring up, and I don't even remember how it came to be.
Because she was a massive troll. She was freaking out.
Oh, yeah.
You were scaring Melissa.
You
other Melissa.
You were just made of
a story. She just weaved her incredible imagination and convinced us all that she was an alien.
It was very convincing.
I think it was probably because you guys were playing along well. Yeah.
Anyway, I'm probably going to end the podcast on this note. But yeah, you could probably listen to our next week's episode on Sensate. So that'll be back to our scheduled stuff.
If you've made it through this far, I don't even know what to say to you.
If you've made it through this far, you're probably a close friend of ours and not one of our regular listeners.
You are a hero. Oh, I pressed something.
It's fine. I didn't do anything.
You're a god among men.
Oh, is that a callback to our very first episode? Okay.
You don't
even know.
All I know is that I say things very predictably and repetitively.
It's okay, we all do. All right.
Nobody else may listen to this, but I'll listen to this.
It'll be a fun thing for just us. All right, I'm going to sign off now. All right, catch us next week.